أخينا ذا بنار، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. If I can have everybody please join the Kahoot, inshallah, that will be really nice. جزاكم الله خيرا. Okay, let's get started, inshallah ta'ala. I just wanted to make sure my pointer is like this. Okay. Okay, people. Today's Kahoot, inshallah, is going to be a review of Mudaf and Mudaf ilayhi. All right? So get ready. Okay. Mudaf and Mudaf ilayhi create the meaning of is or of. They create the meaning of, absolutely. The mubtada and khabar create the meaning of is. Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi creates the meaning of. That is the main purpose behind it. All right, next question. Mudaf is the word before of. True or false? That is correct. Mudaf is the word that comes before of. Okay. The mudaf ilayhi creates the meaning of. Before of comes mudaf. The mudaf ilayhi is the word after of. True or false? That is true. It is the word after of. Mudaf is before of, mudaf ilayhi is after of. All right? Next question. The mudaf cannot have al or tanween. True or false? The mudaf cannot have al or tanween. That would be true. Alhamdulillah. That would be true. Mudaf has to be majroor. True or false? The mudaf has to be majroor. Correct answer is false. MashaAllah. The answer to the question is the mudaf ilayhi has to be majroor. Correct? The mudaf ilayhi is the one that needs to be majroor, not the mudaf. If you go and see here, our phrase no al tanween majrur, no al tanween majrur, no al on the mudaf, no tanween on the mudaf, mudaf ilayhi is majrur. That's how we will try to remember this, inshallah ta'ala. Okay? If we go, sorry, if we go here, that's what it shows as the rules. So that is the correct answer if you got that right. Alhamdulillah. Next question. The mudaf can be any status, true or false? True. Alhamdulillah. That is the correct answer. If you look at our examples, you have Laylatul Qadri, mudaf is marfu'. You have Fi Deenillahi, mudaf is majroor. So there is actually no reason. There's nothing about the status of the mudaf. The only thing that matters to us is the status of the mudaf ilayhi. Okay? All right. Inshallah, close contest so far. The gender of the mudaf is determined by the mudaf ilayhi. True or false? The answer is false. It is not the gender of the mudaf. You have, for example, Dini is masculine. Allah, the word is masculine. Laylatu is feminine. Al-Qadri is masculine. So see, the mudaf and mudaf ilayhi don't have to match in gender. And its gender is not determined. Gender is irrespective. Okay? Okay, mashallah. If the mudaf is definite, then the mudaf ilayhi is definite, then the mudaf will be definite, indefinite, cannot be determined, depends. If the mudaf ilayhi is definite, the correct answer is it will be definite. The mudaf ilayhi is definite. The mudaf will be definite for sure. If the mudaf ilayhi is indefinite, the mudaf will be, again, same choices. Definite, indefinite, cannot be determined, depends. Okay, thank you, Brother Salim. The correct answer, of course, is indefinite. If the mudaf ilayhi is indefinite, the mudaf will be indefinite. So you're not the bearded cat, huh? All right. Brother Salim? Okay. What is the mudaf in Rasulullah? Rasulu, the word Allahi, Rasulullahi, no mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Correct, mashallah. The word Rasulu is the mudaf. The translation of Rasulullahi is the messenger of Allah. The Rasulu, the word Rasulu is mudaf. Okay. What is the mudaf ilayhi in Rasulullahi? Rasulu, the word Allahi, Rasulullahi, no mudaf or mudaf ilayhi. I think if people got the mudaf right, I'm expecting the mudaf ilayhi would always be also be right. MashaAllah. Correct answer, mashaAllah. The word Allahi is mudaf ilayhi. Okay, and we have, of course, if you look at this, this is going to be no al tanween majroor. No al on rasulu, no tanween on rasulu, and Allahi, the word is majroor, so it is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Okay, very good, mashallah. Describe the word Muhammad in Muhammadun Rasulullahi. It is Mubtada. Mubtada and Mudaf. Khabar. Khabar and Mudaf. It is only Mubtada. The translation of Muhammadun Rasulullahi is Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Muhammad is Mubtada. It is not Mubtada and Mudaf because it has Tanween, right? It has Tanween, it cannot be Mudaf. It cannot be Khabar because it comes before is. So that is the reason why. Okay. MashaAllah, Beard Cat has taken the lead. Very slim lead, 3-point lead. Describe the word Rasulu in Muhammadun Rasulullah. Mubtada, Mubtada Mudaf, Khabar, Khabar and Mudaf. We have to think about that a little bit. The correct answer is Khabar and Mudaf. Now, if you said Khabar, you're partially right. Muhammadun Rasulullahi. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. So Rasulu is indeed the Khabar, but it is also Mudaf. Okay. Well, slim lead. Describe the word Allahi in Muhammadun Rasulullahi. Mubtada, khabar, khabar and mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. The answer is mudaf ilayhi. As you can see, Muhammadun is mubtada, for is cannot be mudaf because it has tanween. Rasulu is the khabar after is. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Again, we determine mubtada and khabar largely right now by figuring out the translation initially. Okay, Rasulu is also mudaf. Allahi is mudaf ilayhi. Okay. All right. So let's see. Sister Hanima, third place, mashallah. Sister Nadia, fourth place, 14 out of 14. And first place is Bearded Cat, mashallah. I really want to know who that is. Mashallah, amazing. Very close game, only like less than 100 points, huh? Oh, cool, mashallah. Well done to everybody, mashallah. Sister Fazana and Sister Radat and everybody else who participated, Jazakumullah Khairan. Very good job. Thank you very much. Okay, so the thing is, that's all right. So the thing is, these Kahoot folks, I send them to you in the email, right? So if you are watching the recording, or you were not able to participate in the Kahoot while you are, you know, like doing the attending the class, maybe you are on a mobile device, you're not able to do it so easily. What I suggest is the Kahoot challenge is there. You can do it at your own time. All you need to do is install the Kahoot app on a mobile device like your phone, and then you can play the Kahoot challenge. The challenge is the same thing as this, except that it is not like, you know, live or something. You just go through it on your own time. The answers and everything is the same. I encourage you to do that because this is our way of doing some basic assessment. basic assessment is very important because, you know, if you don't do assessment, it'll be very difficult to see where learning is. And this, I don't want to give too many homework or too much tests, or, you know, I can't do that, okay? Because it'll be far too much and it'll be tough for people to manage, right? I've seen that. But this is like a middle path, right? In the beginning of class, we have this little quiz. It refreshes our main concepts. It gets us thinking again and back in the mode of learning. And it's something you should do when you are free as well, inshallah. Okay? And especially if you haven't participated in the first time. It's a way for you to see how your learning is. Okay? So those codes are there. I put the link in the email whenever I send the email out now. That's the new strategy. You can try them at home, inshallah, afterwards. Okay? Now, we are... I wanted to bring your attention to the textbook here. That's an updated version of it. It now includes now all the Muslim, all the pairs and the plurals and all the different aspects that we covered in the properties of the ism. It lists out the four properties of the ism, okay? Status, number, gender, type. And then we have, you know, content about harf and mubtada and khabar, jumla ismiya, and mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. And today's thing, which is pronouns, okay? Now I have to tell you, I updated a little bit of the terminology in the book, not terminology necessarily, but also some examples, because I felt it was a better way to explain things, and I'm trying to, you know, like keep. It's like I'm trying to take the way it is described in the books before, and then sharing with you a term that is easy and palatable, and replacing a term with an easier term for our level now. Okay? So in that process, sometimes I have to go back and revise. I have a couple of books that I'm reading. This is Tatbiq al-Nahwi, this is Sharh of Ajurmiya, this is my textbook that I studied from. And as I'm going through it, sometimes I get a better idea sometimes, okay, of a concept. But we already talked about that concept. So I'm going to revise it in the textbook and then at one point or the other, go back and review with you all. I feel that there's value in it, even if it like makes me look silly or something, I don't mind. But there's value in you getting like a much better and more in line with the classical way of teaching, even if it's not like initially right away. Okay, so there's a few things I updated here. One of them I'm going to point out to you today, inshallah. But today we're going to be utilizing this for the sake of the pronouns. Okay, and the pronouns are going to be very interesting. All right, that said, I'll come back to the book in a little bit. We are going to now go to the study of Surah Falaq, Nas, and Fatiha. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to scratch out Surah Fatiha. We won't have time for Surah Fatiha. We are going to do only Falaq and An-Nas. All right. Let us open up. what is it called? Tanzeel.net. Sorry. Right, let's go on Tanzeel.net and let us go to Surah Falaq. Okay, this study is nice. I didn't want to do this in the tutorial because I think there's value in doing it in the class. The tutorial, we are going through a different surah, and that surah is going to remain the basis of our study in this semester and the next, inshallah. Okay? This is just like an example of mudaf mudaf ilayhi, of harf jar, ism majroor, of even, mubtada and khabar, connector harf, etc. Everything that we've done. Okay? So let us try to see what we can get out of this. Okay? So, here is what we will do, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm going to underline the translation and then the corresponding word. Qul means say. And then I'll ask you, is this a ism, fi'l, or a harf? What do you think? Take a guess. Qul, say. Right, and it seems like it is, what type of fi'l, if you were to guess? It is the command, right? In fact, it is you say. And the you in the ayah is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, by extension, all of us. But initially, the command is to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay. A'udhu. A'udhu means I seek refuge. I seek refuge. This is also a fi'l. Our study of fi'ls will really begin in semester 2. Right now, we are just able to identify them, and even that's a really good, place to be. All right. Bi Rabbi. Bi is the word in. It is a harf, and particularly, what type of harf? Harf of jar. Yes, indeed. It is a harf of jar. Okay. Fantastic. Then, what comes after harf of jar? Ism majroor. Okay? Right after harf jar is ism majroor. And we will write that there. In fact, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to maybe write ism majroor over here. Ism. All right. And that would be the Lord. Okay, awesome. The Lord of, you see the word of, what should you think about? Mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Okay, let's check. Is this mudaf mudaf ilayhi? Nu'al tanween majroor. Rabbi has nu'al? Correct. Rabbi has no tanween? Correct. Rabbi is majroor? But that's not what we're checking though, right? Thank you, Stradia. We're checking Al-Falaq, right? The word after. Al-Falaq is majroor. It is majroor. This will make it what? This will make it mudaf. Oops. Mudaf. And this is mudaf. Ilayhi. Mudaf and mudaf. Ilayhi. Awesome. Alhamdulillah. And the daybreak is al-falaq. Okay. Alhamdulillah. So Rabbi is playing two roles in this ayah. It is the ism majroor. Then it is the mudaf. And al-falaqi is the mudaf. Ilayhi. You with me, people? Alhamdulillah. That's awesome. Okay. Then we have min. What does min mean? Min means from, and it is indeed a harf of jar, mashallah. It's indeed a harf of jar. Well done. Let me actually point to this guy. All right. I'm gonna take this eraser and erase all this. Okay, very good. Min, from. Calling it an ism wouldn't be precise or wrong. Calling what, Sister Nadia? Ism as in what? Ism mudaf or something? Or I don't get it. So, you know, like, this is definitely an ism. This is an ism. Sorry, I should label that. No, it is an ism. For sure, it's ism. Al-Falaqi is an ism as well. Any ism majroor, mudaf, there have to be an ism. It cannot be anything else. Right? Yes, saying it's mudaf is being more precise. Yes. So the reason why I like don't care about calling it ism is because now we've gone like one level above and saying, okay, not it's not just ism, it is ism majur after harja. And it is also mudaf. Make sense? In fact, what I'll do is I'm going to actually erase this out of the way. And let's keep that convention, inshallah. Okay? That's what I ended up doing in the other class. So let's keep that. Okay. I have harf jar, then I need ism majrur. What's my ism majrur? Shadri, right? The evil. Very good. This is my ism majrur. Now, in the translation, I see off. You see the off right there? You see off, right? Okay. If you see off, what do you expect? Mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Okay. What? The word for what in this ayah is ma. Now, is it mudaf ilayhi? Well, sharri is no al tanween majroor. Sharri has no al. Sharri has no tanween. And ma, is it majroor really? This is something. Ma is very interesting. Okay. This is like our first serious, you know, venture into something a little complicated. Ma is a harf. We've seen it, for example, in Surah Mulk. مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَانِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتِ. You won't see in the creation of the Most Merciful any flaw. مَا could also mean what? مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. And مَا could also be an ism. Not a fi'l though, alhamdulillah. But it can also be an ism. Okay? Now, the thing that's very interesting about ma is, are there root letters to ma? Yes or no? What do you think? No root letters, in fact. Very good. Okay? This is something we'll learn today. Okay? And I'll highlight this part. There are isms that don't have root letters, like ma. Okay? And as such, their isms, so they have the four properties of the ism. They can be ism majroor, they can be mudaf, they can be mudaf ilayhi. Okay? But as such, the status is not determined by their tashkil. Okay, their status is not determined by their tashkil. This is a complication, and we will write this here, inshallah. Okay, we will write this here as we're studying ma. Ma is can be a harf. For example, ma can mean what? It can mean ma, can mean not. Okay, examples are Surah Mulk and whatnot. I'll write those examples in a little later. Okay, those are not important, but ma can also be an ism with the meaning of
What?
Ma. Cannot be a. Cannot be what? Cannot be a fair. Okay. Now. Ma. The ism does not have any root letters, and as such, it has. Sorry, let's try it this way. Ma, the ism has the four properties of status, number, gender, type. Okay, but status, it does not have root letters. Okay, it does not have root letters. Now, since it does not have root letters, since no root letters, we cannot tell its status by looking at R3 or Tashkil. Okay? Folks, are you with me? I'm sorry for having these annotations right now on the screen. It just clears it. I can't like hide it and then bring it back. So that's why, and I want to save it because I want to take a screenshot of this at the end. Okay. So this is the situation with ma. Okay. Ma is an ism. Ma has properties. Ma does not have root letters. And since there's no root letters, you can't really tell its status by looking at R3 or its tashkil. Now, Sister Vida asks a very important question. Can we tell the type of word by looking at the sentence, or do we have to rely on the translation? Eventually, you will be able to rely, you will be able to look at the sentence and tell, right? Because you would see shadri as without tanween, okay? And shadri without tanween should make you think that there's a what? It's possibly mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Okay, it's possibly mudaf. That's how you do it from the S angle of the grammar. Okay, but that requires a bit of time. That requires seeing many examples. That requires having a pretty good vocabulary of the Quran. And then you're able to see those things, inshallah. Does that make sense? But right now, our reliance on the translation is because our vocabulary isn't very vast. And we haven't seen that many examples. Okay? So that's the main reason why. So in fact, in this case, shadri ma will be... It will be mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. It will be mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. And you look at the meaning and it kind of makes sense. The evil of what? Right? The evil of what? Do you see how it's mudaf, mudaf ilayhi? Right? People? Somewhat? This is our first real complicated thing. Okay. If you don't get it right now, don't worry. Because this is the first example. This will come back again. This is a type of ism that does not show its status. And you know what? We're going to do more of those isms tonight. Don't you worry. It doesn't show its status So when we do that, we will... Like, I will revisit that part for you. Why do pronouns need that? Because pronouns are isms. Okay? Ma, what? Think about what, right? What was created? What was drunk? What was eaten? Right? Not the, as in question mark, but I like what you cooked. I like what you asked. I presented what I thought. Do you see how what, even in English, is referring to a thing? Do you see that, people, firstly? Just from those examples. Yes or no? Pronouns we'll get to in a little bit. Now, since the word what is not, since it's an ism, it will have its properties. Okay. Now, those properties right now, in English, we don't have properties. Right? We don't have, you know, you don't have to have plural ism. Like, it's not like built into as a property. It's just it's just a matter of speech. If I say something, it doesn't, like, we don't define it as such, right? But just the idea that what can be an ism. Okay, now the word for what in Arabic is ma, and that word ma does not show its status like other isms. Why? Because it doesn't have root letters. Okay, and this is a whole new category today that we're exploring. Isms that don't have root letters. And their status is determined in a different way. For ma, we determine a status by looking at, okay, is it, it's part of a sentence. Okay, what possibly could it be? Okay, it comes after shadri. Shadri is no al. Shadri is no tanween. The meaning is evil of what? This is majroor. This is majroor. It is, you know, determining it, deducing it without actually seeing it. That was your first peel of the onion for today. Okay. Khalaqa is, he has created. By the way, ma has another layer of complexity that we will cover, not today, but towards the end of the course. You know, alladhi, alladhina, have you seen those words in the Quran? Right? Similar to that is ma. Okay, and we will, when we study alladhi, alladhina, we'll study ma in more detail then. But right now, for us, this is like our first entry into this complicated world. Okay? Don't worry, we'll be all right. Wa, what does wa mean? Wa means and. Now this translator for some reason does not like to write and. But in fact, it is and. And it is a ism fa'il harf. What is it? It's a harf. Very nice. Min. What is min? Min is harf jar. Thank you very much. Translation of min is from. Very good. Jazakumullah khairan. Okay. Sharri. What is shadri? Shadri is ism majroor. Shadri is ism majroor. That is the evil. All right, I see another off. Okay. In reality, if I see an ism that doesn't have tanween, people, listen to this one. If I see an ism that doesn't have tanween, I should ask myself, why doesn't it have tanween? Is it because it has an al, like as-samadu? Or is it because it is maybe mudaf? Okay, that's like a question we should start and asking ourselves. Let's look at this. Sharri, no al, no tanween. Qasiqin, majroor. So this is mudaf ilayhi, right? Shadi is your mudaf. Shadi is your mudaf. And ghasiqin is your mudaf ilayhi. Ghasiqin means darkness. Darkness. People, are you with me? I think that one was not that difficult. Sorry, one sec. Asya, can you close that switch? Asya, close that switch. Both of those switches. Yes. Sorry about that. Okay. I'll repeat the tamim part in a second. Is the mudaf the only reason why an ism would not have an al? No, Sister Nadia, there's more reasons. Tanween part, I will write it for you. Don't you worry. Okay. Important note about Tanween. Okay, ready? I'll write this. If an ism does not have Tanween, you, as a student, should ask yourself why. Okay? Is it because it is mudaf? Is it because it is mudaf? Is it because it has an al? Is it because of another reason soon to be learned? Because of, I'm gonna actually insert reason we haven't learned yet. Okay, there's one main one. Okay, there's one main reason why something doesn't have tanween. There's al, there's mudaf, and there's one more, like major one. Okay. But that's the note about the tanween, folks. Ism doesn't have tanween. We start looking for the reason why. Okay? Shall we go back to this part? Let's try again. I see sharri. I see no tanween. I'm like, okay, can it be mudaf? All right. No al, no tanween. Majroor, yes. Mudaf, mudaf alayhi. Does that make sense? Okay, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Let's look at, oh no. La ilaha illallah. Sorry, I just clicked something on my browser's. Alhamdulillah. Basically, if you see mudaf ilayhi, then we can assume the word is mudaf. Absolutely. If something is mudaf ilayhi, the word before it has to be a mudaf. Okay? Make sense? Okay, Ida is a, means as. It is a harf. Okay. Waqaba. As it descends. Excellent. You notice it's not he descends, it descends. That is a fi'l. Okay. Excellent. Jazakumullah khairan. That was really good. Alhamdulillah. Look, I'm going to, like, the study of Quran is like layers, okay? And we're like exploring the bottom layer, okay? But we have to keep doing it to get familiarity with it. There's no other way, okay? And they're not getting it right away is naturally part of the process. Don't give up. That's all I'm saying. It's not past tense. Okay, Sister Nadia asked a very interesting question. Sister Nadia, it's not past tense because there's a layer of rules on top of Ida. Okay? Which would be very, very difficult for us to discuss right now. There's a reason why. Okay. We can't discuss it right now, unfortunately. Next one. Oh, come back. Ya Rabbi. Oh, where is this? There, alhamdulillah. Okay, next one. ومن شر النفاثات في العقد و what is و and حرف okay I'm gonna start writing حرف below this now من حرف جر meaning from alhamdulillah I think that's nice and not that difficult شري is right away you have حرف جر right away you have اسم مجرور like immediately there's no like you can close your eyes and say it. It's like assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam just close your eyes and say it okay اسم مجرور the evil okay شري has no تنوين so what do you ask yourself is it مضاف well does it have al no تنوين no is نفثات مجرور النفثاتي is in fact مجرور and it is مجرور that will make it مضاف إليه نفثاتي is the feminine plural do you remember مسلمات المسلمات المسلمات do you remember that those plurals I'll show you an example. I'll refresh your memory in a second. Let me just write this down here. Okay. This one right here. Right here. Remember that one? Muslimatu, al-Muslimata, al-Muslimati, al-Muslimatani, al-Muslimataini, al-Muslimatu, al-Muslimati. And then the plural of it was the indefinite version was muslimatun muslimatin so naffathati is like al muslimati an naffathati this little alif is actually a big alif right its meaning is what its meaning is those who blow fi is a Fi is a harf of jar. Fi is a harf of jar. Al-uqadi is, thank you. Al-uqadi is isim majroor, right? Excellent. Fi means in, but here he's translated as on. And al-uqad is knots. Al-uqad. Is not the plural of I think aqd is the plural singular but uqad is not okay now here you might be puzzled why is it not blow in knots why on knots one thing that's interesting about the Quran is the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses harf jar sometimes interchangeably to paint a more vivid image right so imagine if I'm like blowing on something I have tissue paper maybe I'm blowing on it right it's like on top of it imagine like if I describe my blowing on top of this as if I'm blowing in it right it's more intense it's like I'm really like going at it and it's like forceful do you see a little bit of that that's an old Arabic trick oh god here is it's a tissue paper there's nothing else to it. There's a new man this guy All right, I think you get the point. So sometimes the harf jar, sometimes is translated a slightly different way because it is trying to paint a more vivid image. Okay, so that's why it's on. Okay, people. من شر النفاثات في العقد. Excellent question, my sister Nadia. النفاثات could be مجرور or منصوب, but because of شر, it is مجرور. Right. So, this we had said was منصوب or مجرور. But now, can you tell me? Now, can you tell me? Is this منصوب? Is it majroor? What do you think? It is majrur. Why is it majrur? Because it is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Right? It is mudaf and it's mudaf ilayhi. In reality, the moment you're able to determine shadri has no al and tanween, the word after it is, you know, majroor. It's majroor because this is al and no tanween. Okay, we've listed as like three things to look for, but you know, the third thing is a consequence. The first two are causing the third. If shadri has no al and no tanween, that causes an-nafathati to be majroor. Get it? And that's why we say is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Okay, people? It's a good question. It's a really good question. An-nafathat, those who blow on knots, this is in reference to the people from the Jewish community who tried to cast a spell on the Prophet unsuccessfully. And also it is referring to, like, sometimes a group of people are referred with a feminine plural for some rhetorical reasons. So nafathat perhaps is referring to that as well. Allahu a'lam. Okay. So min sharri nafathati fil 'uqad, wa is what's wa? Harf and min. Min means from, alhamdulillah, harf of jar again, alhamdulillah. Sharri. Oh ya Allah, help me please. Sharri is my ism majroor. Sharri is my ism majroor. Right there. Okay, Sharri also is Sharri also is mudaf, no al, no tanween, followed by jar. Reality, it's causing the word after it to be majroor. Okay, followed by this word that's majroor, in reality it's caused it. It's a mudaf ilayhi, and this thing is a our mudaf, and the translation makes it easy, right? The translation makes it easy for us to see the envier. Hasidin. Either is a the harf when hasada, he envies. Fair. You notice how there is the actor, he. You notice also that there is the tense, envies, and you might be saying, well, the tense is wrong in the translation. But there is a reason why it's in a different tense, and that would be too difficult for us to determine right now. Okay, so that, alhamdulillah, is a nice, I think, study of Surat Al-Falaq. What do you think, people? Today was our first real, like, you know, first real, you know what I mean? Like, ma, what is this ma? Remember I told you, I think I said, right, that when you're done with ma, you would say meri ma. Knows that means my mom. Someone says that when they're like very tired or something. Okay, let's listen to Surah Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq. Okay. Jazakallah khair.
Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq. من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب. ومن شر النفاثات في العقد. ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
Okay.
بسم الله.
Alright, so here we are. Let me take a screenshot of this. You are right, brother Farhan. There is a mubtada and khabar here. You are correct. But sometimes the examples just, you know, don't have it. You'll see enough of that. Hasad is in past tense. Am I right? You are absolutely right. Hasad is in past tense for sure. However, there is a reason for it to be translated as present tense. The reason... Okay. Let's just take a quick look of some at something. Do you see this? إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. When God's help and victory came or come. Come, right? It's in the present tense. Okay. This is a interesting thing in the Quran that tense changes between, like tense goes between past to present using a grammar tool. The grammar tool that changes the tense is إِذَا. One of the grammar tools of the many. Okay. So إِذَا is one of those things. It's written as past tense, it's translated, and its meaning is in present tense. We'll do this later, inshallah ta'ala. This is level 3 stuff, okay? Okay. Okay, next one. Surah Falaq. We gotta do this a little quicker, inshallah, okay? People, are you with me? People, all right, yay. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I have قُل, which means say. قُل is a fa'il. Very good. أَعُوذُ is... أَعُوذُ is what? I seek refuge. Also fa'il. B, what's B? B is a harf jar. Rabbi, what's Rabbi? Rabbi is my ism, majroor. I see no tanween, so what should I start looking for? It's mudaf, right? No al, no tanween. It makes the word after it, jar, or majroor, sorry. This will make it mudaf. And annasi is mudaf ilayhi. Okay, very good. You can see the translation. Bi Rabbi, B is in, the Lord is Rabbi, the Lord of the people, An-Nasi, correct? Maliki, Maliki, I see no Tanween, what do you start to think? What do you start to think when you see no Tanween? Mudaf, no Al, no Tanween. Does it cause the word after it to be majroor? It does cause it to be majroor. Alhamdulillah. That is now your mudaf. And the word after it is your mudaf. Ilayhi. Are you with me, people? Okay. The king, maliki, of people. Okay, excellent. Ilahin nasi. Alhamdulillah, my underline will remain the same there. Again, ilahi. I see ilahi. I see no tanween. The God, right? I see no al. And I see it's caused the word after it to be majroor. And what will we say? We will say it is mudaf and mudaf ilahi. Okay? Ilahin nasi. The God of people. من شر الوسواس الخناس. من شر الوسواس الخناس. من is a حرف of جر. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. We're able to swap that. Sorry, that was needlessly dramatic, but that's all right. حرف جر. شر is اسم مجرور. Very nice. What do you think of the translation? Sneaking whisperer. I think when we say sneaky or sneaking, we think of something else. I don't know. I think Maulana Wahiduddin Khan is from India or something. I don't know if he's... I don't think he understands the vernacular. Okay. But what he's trying to say is, this is somebody who, I mean, he's done a great job. But what he's trying to say is, Brother Salim, that it's somebody who is hidden, okay? Who hides and does mischief, okay? That's funny though. I didn't think about that. Min sharri al-waswasi. All right? I don't see aytanween. I see no al. Is it causing the next thing to be mudaf, causing it to be majroor? It is, in fact, so this is going to be mudaf ilayhi, right? It's mudaf ilayhi. Sharri is mudaf. Al-waswasi is mudaf ilayhi. I have the mischief. And then I have, of course, of every... So the al-waswas here is... Is the whisperer, I believe. Swas is the whisperer. I think sneaky is khannas, yes. Khannas, I'm not sure if that's the meaning of it. I think it's, that's the word. Okay. All right. Al khannas. Yes. Here, whisper is, whisper is more like waswasa, and waswas is... like waswasa, the ta marbuta is a whisper. Also waswas, but waswas is an interesting word. It is a quadriliteral. Waw seen. It has four root letters. Okay? And this one, if I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on this, waswas is also used for the one who whispers. Okay? Al-khannasi, is it an ism? Fa'il or harf? This is a ism, okay? And this one is referring to, or this one is every sneaking, okay? Now, al-waswasi, tell me, al-waswasi status is majroor, yes? Is al-khannasi, its status is majroor? Yes. Is al-waswasi definite? Is al-khannasi definite? Yes. Waswasi is singular. Al-khannasi, if you can guess, is also singular. And you can also guess that their genders are both the same as well. Okay, the properties are matching between the two. That is something which we'll study next week. That is the adjective in Arabic. That's the adjective. The sneaking whisperer. And you notice in the English translation, the sneaking whisperer, the adjective comes before the noun, right? Sneaking comes first, whisperer comes second. In Arabic, it's the opposite. We'll talk about that in more detail next week. But this one right now, I want you to at least notice and realize. Make sense? That it's like matching. Just you can observe that, right? And this is definitely an ism. Isn't it this referring to shaitan given the singular status? In fact, Brother Salim, it's referring to more than the shaitan. Because as you say at the end, min al jinnati wan nas, from the jinn and men. Because there's also the shayateen of, like the Quran references them. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِ يُوحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا. Likewise, Allah has made the shayateen, the devils of men and of the jinn, subhanAllah. And the devils of men are actually probably more dangerous than the devils of the jinn. And Allah says, يُوحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا. They communicate to each other in a way to deceive each other, to think that they're doing something really amazing. SubhanAllah. Right? Alladhi yuwaswisu. Alladhi. Guess for me, people. What does it mean? It means, in this translation it says who, but we're going to actually translate alladhi in more detail at the end of our class as the one who. Okay? The one who. And as you can guess, this is an ism fi'l or harf. I think you can guess that this is an ism, right? All right. Yuwaswisu is whispers. You can kind of see it sounds like that too. Whispers. Yuwaswisu. See? It is a fi'l. Am I right? It's definitely a fi'l. Okay. Fi. Harf jar, yay. Followed by ism majroor. The hearts. Fi is into. Excellent. Annasi. Ah, it is no al, no tanween. Like when you see no tanween, you're like, okay, let's think about it. No al, great. Causing an-nasi to be majroor, yay. Mudaf ilayhi. Right? Mudaf ilayhi. And this is your mudaf. Amazing. That's awesome. Mina. What's mina? Mina is the place where you go before Hajj. Mina. That's a really lame joke, but that's okay. All right. Mina is a harf jar, alhamdulillah. And why is it mina? Because I know it's a solid joke, yes. because min, the word ends with a sukoon. The next word, al-jinnati, begins with a sukoon. Not such a summer because of the hamzatul wasl necessarily, but because there is a sukoon at the end of this word and a sukoon at the beginning of this word. Al, right? The lam has a sukoon. You have two sukoons like that. One at the end of the word, one at the beginning of the word. Doesn't work. Okay? And that's why you have to replace the one at the beginning. You have to replace the word the first word, it's sukoon, change it to a fatha dhamma kasra, and that ends up being mina. Okay, al jinnati is of course ism majroor. Correct? This is ism majroor. Okay, now I want to take a minute to just revise a little bit of something that we spoke about before when it comes to. The harf, okay? Yeah, this is like not ideal, but that's okay. We're gonna simplify connectors for ourselves because I think connectors were not 100% clear. And we're gonna call connectors, we're gonna make connectors three parts, okay? We're gonna call the first part the first ism, the second part the connector, and the third part, the second ism. Okay? First ism, connector, second ism. Okay? And what we will say is that the connector connects the second ism to the first ism in meaning and matching in status. Okay? So, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ. Look at this word. Okay? Look at this one. الْمَلَائِكَةُ. is the first ism. Wa is the connector. Ar-ruhu is second ism, right? It connects the spirit to the angels and it matches the status. Ar-ruhu al-malaikatu. Another example, rihlat al-shita'i was-sayf. These are examples we saw before. But rihlat al-shita'i was-sayfi, the winter and summer journeys, al-shita'i will say is the first ism. Connector is the well. Al-sayfi is the second ism. Okay? And this connects al-sayfi, the summer, to the al-shita'i, the winter. In fact, you know, like رحلة الشتاء is actually مضاف مضاف إليه, right? You see that? It is no تنوين, no أل, makes this مجرور. It's actually مضاف مضاف إليه. The meaning of مضاف مضاف إليه carries over in this. The journeys of the winter and the journeys of the summer. You see that? So let's try this particular way of analyzing. We have wow, we have wa, right? So wa is my what? Is my harf, that's a connector, right? It's and, of course. Okay, connector harf. It connects, this is my first ism. I'm going to write this first here. What's my second ism? Maybe I'm going to write it in a different color. Just to make it stand out. Maybe in a nice purple. Okay? This is my first ism. Okay? An-nasi is my second ism. Does it connect in meaning? Jinn and men? Yes, it connects in meaning. Does it connect in status? Jinnati wa nasi? Yes. And that, folks, is connector ism. Okay, and I feel this is actually more like closer to the spirit of how the original or the old books talk about it. The terminology for it is a little, it's like a mouthful. Okay. But in reality, this is actually just as good, alhamdulillah. And I feel it conveys the idea just as well. Okay, people. Alhamdulillah, that is the end of our study of قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Okay, let's give it a listen, inshallah, before we proceed to the next part. I had this at no surah. Perfect. Now we're ready to go. Bismillah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
الحمد لله. So that's that, الحمد لله. I hope that was a beneficial study. It didn't have Jumla Ismiya, as you correctly observed, but it had a lot of other important elements. And I think like what we took away from it is application of Mudaf and Mudaf. I think what we can, like our lessons from this, right? I guess let's try write out the lessons. Lessons from this study. So we got to study Ma. Ma the ism. Let's call it Ma the ism. That's the first thing. Okay. The second thing that we interestingly observed is تنوين. Okay, look for تنوين. اسم does not have تنوين. Ask yourself why. It's really these three reasons largely. Okay, we also revisited connectors. Was it misspelled? Yes, it is misspelled. Okay, revisited connectors and مضاف and مضاف إليه. We really started to see that. So for مضاف and مضاف إليه, we can say that in reality, the مضاف نو التنوين causes مضاف إليه to be مجرور. Right? Fair enough? Is that a good summary? Alhamdulillah. Do you feel more confident now about مضاف مضاف إليه حرف جر اسم مجرور? Alhamdulillah. I'm glad that it's getting, and it's going to get better and better. That's the thing. We keep studying this. We'll keep revisiting it. It will keep getting, keep improving, inshallah ta'ala. Okay? Some of you didn't say anything, which is okay. Now, true or false? Ready? Why does the mudaf cause the mudaf ilayhi to be majur? I'm saying, in reality, that's what's happening. Even though we've listed it as like separate rules, right? We listed it as rule 1, 2, 3. But what's actually like happening is when you have 1 and 2, it causes the third. When you have no al and no tanween on a mudaf, the next word becomes mudaf ilayhi, and that's why we know it's majrur, right? So nafathati, it's marfu or it's mansub or majrur. Or how do we know? That's what's happening in reality, okay? And this is something like this is as you can see, it's a little bit of a level above in understanding than three basic rules. Do you agree? If I started with this kind of like a slightly higher level of concept, maybe it wouldn't like click right away. So that's why the simpler first step is to list it as rules and then try to talk about like one of those rules is like a causation. It's like a result. Okay. Does that make sense, Sister Halima? Right? This one person gave me an analogy once that I really like, which is of swimming. Like I personally never really took swimming classes. See a little bit of swimming classes. But he said that like if you're learning swimming, they teach you how to swim. Like the strokes initially are like not right. You know, it's like, I mean, you can swim, but you can't go fast. You can just go at a, like your speed is like capped very, very hard. But then once you have gained confidence, you're okay to be in the water, you can swim, you know how to breathe, that's when they teach you the correct way of the stroke, which is much harder, but then it allows you when you master it to go faster. Okay, that's the analogy of a lot of the Arabic rules. Like the basic rule is kind of like reworded in a simplified way so that we can swim, we get used to it, or not like dying in the water. Okay. Then as we get more sophisticated, we start to give like the real, like the rules that with no, like with the more details that allows you to go faster. Okay. Does that Kind of make sense, people? All right, alhamdulillah. Now we are going to have true or false. Number one, all words in Arabic have root letters. True or false? Number one, of course, is false. Which type of words don't have root letters? Harf. Great. Alhamdulillah. All fi'l have root letters. True. That is true. All fi'l do indeed have root letters. Alhamdulillah. Harf do not have root letters. This would be true. Okay. All ism have root letters. Now you know this definitively to be false, right? When I was writing this, I was like, oh, this should be fun. Many people are going to get this wrong. Right? But then, when you say Surah Falaq, I'm like, oh, yeah, this should be easier then. Alhamdulillah. An ism that does not have root letters does not have the four properties of the ism. This would be false, actually. This would be false. It does have the four properties of the ism because it is an ism. Okay, the status of an ism is always determined by looking at the tashkil on R3 or after it. Number six is also false. MashaAllah. That, folks, is that. Let me pull out the textbook here. Okay. And I'm going to pick up on pronouns. Okay. And pronouns, I'm gonna put the book back to like its normal form there. Okay. Let's take a look at pronouns, shall we? Pronouns, dhamair, walks on the screen, hold on. Share. All right, how's it now? Okay now? Okay, very nice. Dhamair, that's the word in Arabic for pronoun. In Arabic are isms. Okay? They are isms. Unlike the isms studied previously, pronouns do not have root letters. Key piece of information. Pronouns do not have root letters. Oh, man. Annotation, where are you? Okay. Since the pronouns, the pronouns are your friends, yes. Since the pronouns are isms, they have the four properties of the ism. Unlike the isms studied previously, the status of the pronouns is not determined by looking at their tashkil. Okay. In reality, but let's make some notes about like pronouns here, shall we? They are isms. Right? And your friends. they do not have root letters. they have the four properties of the ism. But their status is not determined by tashkil. Why? There's no R3, right? Remember, for like when we're looking at status, we're looking at tashkil on R3. That's what we're doing. Now there's no R3, so how can we know? Right? All right. All pronouns. So this is determined by kind, by what kind of a pronoun is it? Okay, as we'll see, there's two kinds. One kind is always marfu'. It doesn't matter what the tashkil it has. It doesn't matter where it comes in a sentence. It's always marfu'. The other kind is always mansub or majrur. It's always mansub or majrur. And we'll have to determine if it is after harf jar, it's going to be majrur, right? If it is mudaf ilayhi, it's going to be majrur. But otherwise, it's got to be majrur. The kind of it, it's either mansub or it is majrur. The kind determines it, right? And these two don't mix. They're separate. They stay in their separate lanes. We'll see. Don't you worry. All pronouns are definite. This is very important. All pronouns are definite in type. Very important. The number and the gender of the pronoun is fixed, right? Number, gender is fixed. For example, I have Muslimun, right? I can make Muslim into two Muslims, Muslimani. I could change it into a feminine, Muslimatun, right? Like you can't add Ta Marbuta. To a pronoun to make it feminine. Okay, so that's some key pieces of differences between the pronouns. Yeah, and normal isms. Pronouns and normal isms, some differences. Okay, okay, how much time do we have? I think. Okay, let's pick this up on Thursday, inshallah. Okay, let's pick this up on Thursday. This is an important activity because I think I don't want to do this one without doing this one. Okay, inshallah. The other group went a little bit further. They got up to like she, but that's okay. We can like make sure they're both equal by the end of Thursday, inshallah. Okay, so on Thursday, people, we're gonna start here. Please come out, inshallah. I hope this was good. It's a start for us into the world of pronouns, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan. I will see you all, inshallah, on Thursday. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Do you know the dates for the next semester? Oh, yes. The dates for the next semester are I'll post it on the WhatsApp group. Okay, I don't remember off the top of my head right now, Sister Maryam, but I'll post it on the WhatsApp group, inshallah. Sounds good? Inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.